See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles. Family, we are back. Welcome to season two of Sacred Singleness. Can you even believe it? Season one was so full. We talked about healing, waiting, worth. We talked about loneliness, preparation. Woo! And now we're talking, or not even talking, we're taking things even deeper and a little bit spicier too. So buckle down, okay? Because today we're talking about the devil. Yep. And we're going there, baby. Yes, we are. His little tactics, his playbook, and how he tries to comfort us in our singleness. Ladies, guys, single parents, nobody's off his radar. Do you hear me? But here's the thing. He's not creative at all. If you thought the devil was creative, baby, you in the wrong place, okay? He has the same old trick, just a different packaging. And if we're honest, one of his favorite weapons in singleness, and here we come, drum roll. That's not a drum roll, but you get it. It's lust. Mm-hmm. I said it, lust. And we're going to unpack how he uses it to trip us up, how it affects our future relationships. And, you know, this is the good part. How we can shut him down, right? Because we're not gonna let him defeat us. And okay, can we be honest? Let's be honest. The devil doesn't need to reinvent the wheel, baby. He doesn't. His playbook has three chapters: lie, distract, destroy. Again, lie, distract, destroy. That's it. He's been running the same scam since Adam and Eve, and somehow we still fall for it. Because he is so good at it. He's perfected all three of them. 1 of Peter chapter 5 verses 8 says, he prowls around like a lion. But notice it says like. He's not the lion of Judah. He's just a wannabe, right? But here's the thing. If you're not paying attention, a wannabe lion can still scare you. Come on now. You ever seen an animal that you thought it was something else and you just ran for your life, but it was really just a little possum? Anyhow. So what does he do with the singles like us, right? He distracts us from our purpose with counterfeits. He depletes us with lust and compromise. And he discourages like lies, right? He discourages with lies, like things like you're not enough. You're forgotten. You'll always be alone. Does that sound familiar? Huh? Huh? Yeah, I know. That's his voice. That's not God's, baby. Okay? Nothing that discourages you is from God. Now, let's talk about lust. Because listen, the devil has figured out lust is the shortcut to derailing a lot of people, especially in this day and age. And I'm going to talk to my ladies. You ever notice how he whispers, you're only valuable if someone desires you? You know, that's lust in disguise, right? Or men, how he plays on the eyes and imagination, right? You're strong in so many ways, but he tries to catch you in the visuals and in secrecy, right? And single parents, I'm not leaving you guys out. Let's keep it real. When the house is quiet, the stress is heavy, and the loneliness hits, the temptation to look for comfort in the wrong places is real. And the danger with lust is it doesn't just affect the moment, right? It rewires how you see yourself, how you can see people, and how you approach future relationships. And the devil loves that, right? Because if he can distort your view now, he can make you stumble later. And the thing is, he sits down and he watches you, right? He just sits there and he watches you just fall right into his game because that's what he loves to do. And we're so desperate for some attention. We're so desperate to release our bodies from the tension, right? The flesh. We're trying to satisfy the flesh, right? He loves to sit back and watch that. But let's look at the world, at the word, because y'all, this is nothing new, okay? This was back from like the beginning of time. Let's take it all the way back to Genesis, right? The devil didn't show up with fire and horns, right? When he was talking to Eve, he showed up with a question. Did God really say? And that's how lust works too. The little whispers, the little doubts. Talk about Samson and Delilah in the Bible, right? Samson was strong. He was chosen. He was anointed. But lust, baby, it clouded his judgment. And he gave away his strength to someone who didn't love him back. Does that sound like anyone's situationship? Oop, I'll move on. What about David and Bathsheba, right? A man after God's own heart who let one lingering look spiral into a mess that affected his family for generations. Again, same trick, different centuries. And all right, let's bring this home to 2025. Okay, let's bring it back to 2025 because we are in the 2025 era. And the devil doesn't need Delilah to knock on your door, okay? Because she is in your DMs, right? On your phone. He doesn't need Bathsheba on a rooftop. He's got your explore page. For women, maybe it's letting someone breadcrumb you, right? Just because the attention feels nice. And if you don't know what breadcrumbing is, it's giving you just enough for you to stay hooked, right? It's that little adrenaline you get, right? But you never get the full feel, the full ride, right? You just get like a little preview. And because you think that's love, right? Because you might have wounds that you haven't healed, right? You feel like that might be love. And you get so excited when the breadcrumb comes and you eat, but you're still hungry for it. And then you come, you know, you get a little breadcrumb and then you get happy. And then, you know, they pull away and you kind of get sad again. And then they come around and then you get excited again. And it's those high and lows that it keeps you like you are a drug addict. And for men, maybe it's slipping back into pornography and thinking it won't matter, right? Hitting your phones to watch porn, other females, you know? And for single parents, let's reel you guys back in. Maybe it's that one late night call you know isn't healthy, but loneliness makes it tempting. Like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna hit and I'm gonna feel better. This is how he steals, not with pitchforks, but with patterns, right? And he keeps us in these cycles. But guess what? You ever stopped and think for a second after you get that high? How do you feel afterwards? Like if you're really trying to follow God, right? After you get that high, after you get your masturbation and after you get that porn and after you get your little breadcrumbs, after you call that toxicity to come lay in your bed and give you what you need. Let's sit for a minute. After it is all said and done, how does it leave you feeling afterwards? Disgusted, empty, like you weren't fulfilled. Because none of those things will ever fill you up, right? Because it attacks the flesh, but your spirit, it's left empty. It hasn't filled the cup of your spirit. So how do we shut this mess down? Let's talk some strategy, right? Let's talk some strategy. And I have a whole Bible study I told you guys on the seven tactics of the devil. And I might share this with you in this podcast, in this season, but I'll think about that because I don't want to go too deep into it. I might just do it in one episode. But what can we do to shut this mess down? Because we cannot allow the devil to continue to run our lives, right? We can't. We can't. First, we're going to call it for what it is. Don't be sugarcoating it. If it's lust, say it. If it's a distraction, admit it. We can't fight what we won't face. Stop running away from your battles. Fight them. Fight them. God is right there with you. He is waiting for you to stand up and just be like, I'm done. I surrender. I'm giving away. feed your spirit. Look, if you're only feeding your Netflix, your TikTok, and vibes, no wonder, okay, you're weak in the fight. Prayer, worship, the word. That's your armor. I'm gonna say it again. Prayer, worship, the word. Prayer, worship, the word. That is your armor when fighting the devil. You need to set boundaries. Delete the app. Guys, I keep saying it. If you follow accounts that make you look at the lust, I'm going to bring this back, but delete the app, block the number, don't answer that 11 p.m. text, protect your peace. You need, in order for you to start changes and start working towards whatever it is that you want to work towards, if you're being serious about this walk with God, you need to stop. You need to go on them accounts. I know. Whatever, if you struggle with lust, since we're talking about lust, those accounts that you're following that continue to recycle in your For You page, unfollow them. Start interacting with things that are more godly and watch how all of that falls off. You won't see a lot of things on your For You page that is a girl shaking their ass or a man with their ding dong shaking either. I'm being honest. I'm not sugarcoating anything. Okay. I'm not. We're all adults. We're all grown. Okay. Accountability. You cannot win battles you fight in secret. You just can't. It's impossible. Okay, ladies, find yourselves ladies. Brothers, find yourself brothers. Single parents, find your tribe. You cannot do this alone. You need someone to hold you accountable. Otherwise, you're just going to be running loose. It's kind of like a kid. You have to hold your children accountable for their actions. Same thing with you. Who's going to hold you accountable? Just because you're a grown up and you don't have your parents anymore behind you telling you what you can and can't do because you have all this freedom, you're an adult now, doesn't mean you don't need accountability, because accountability is what's going to hold us all in the glue. It's going to glue us together and hold us all together. And replace, just don't remove, okay? If you just try to not do something, you'll fail. So replace lust with purpose. Replace distraction with community. Replace temptation with truth. Okay? And ladies, can I say this with love? I really want to say this with love. Stop equating being wanted with being worthy. Your worth is in Christ, not in the number of texts you get. Okay? All right. And men, let's talk to you really quick. Let me talk to you really quick. Real strength isn't in how much you can conquer, but in how much you can control yourself. Okay? The devil wants you to think giving in makes you a man, but resisting makes you stronger. And to my single parents, whew, y'all are superheroes. But I know sometimes it feels like I'm doing this all alone. I deserve some comfort. What you deserve, my love, is love, but not counterfeit love, okay? Don't let exhaustion make you accept what God never intended, because I know it can get to that part, right? And let's be honest, okay? It's time for a little honesty. And I want y'all to grab your journal or just sit with these. You don't even have to write them down, but just sit with these. Number one, where is the enemy most successful at tripping me up? Am I letting lust or distraction plant seeds in my life? If God sent me a spouse tomorrow, what patterns could I carry into that relationship? What boundaries can I put in place this week to protect my future? And I don't want you to beat yourself up. I really don't. Just be real. Be real with yourself. Honesty is the first step to freedom. Okay? So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Okay? Lord, thank you for exposing the enemy's tactics. We know he's not creative, but he's persistent.
Help us to see the traps before we step in them. For my sisters, remind them that attention is not the same as worth. For my brothers, give them strength and courage to fight lust with your spirit. And for us single parents, cover us with a peace in the lonely nights and remind us that you are with us in every moment. Father, make us wise, make us strong, and keep us rooted in you. The devil will not steal our singleness, our purpose, or our future. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And fam, that's how we're starting season two, exposing the enemy and reminding him that, you know, he's already defeated. This season is going to be powerful. I'm telling you, stick with me because we are going to tackle the real stuff and walk it out together. And I'll see you next time on Sacred Singleness. Until then, I need you guys to keep your eyes open, your spirit fed, and remember, you are already victorious in Christ. Until next time, bye guys. To break all these cycles.